Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We are fired up. It's June 19th, 2015. We got an amazing show for you today. We're streaming live on Periscope. So download the Periscope app on your smartphone. Hit me up at Sam Crowley, and you can watch this podcast live. Wouldn't that be amazing? You can also see the recording. The replay is left up there, not for infinity, but long enough that you can catch it. So, hey, got a great show today. It's Friday, June 19th, 2015. It's a dress down Friday. It's casual Friday. Get your khaki pants on and get your polo shirt, my friend, because your boss said today you are allowed to dress down like every other person in the world. Congratulations. And if you are not in the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, to jump out of bed to just over broke, congratulations even more to you. But you got to sell to eat today, my friend. You got to monetize your passion. You need to find out what you're excited about. And you need to make money and add value because they're the same. Adding value, making money, it's all good in the hood. Hey, I posted on my Facebook page yesterday this paragraph or two. And it's really cool. Actually, this was an amazing feedback I got. I wrote, I would love to hear from people who have a job and love their job. I mean, really love your job to the point where you wake up excited to get to work every single day. You know what I mean? Like you get somebody, I always use the analogy, you go to a restaurant, you get a waiter, a waitress who absolutely loves what they do. The best line I ever heard from a waiter, I was in Atlanta, it was 2007, and I was at a hotel restaurant, and I asked about the soup. That's all I asked. I said, how's the soup? And I don't even care about the soup. I just have heard people ask that question before. Like, how's the soup? You know, I'm not a guy that can even sniff a wine bottle cork either. But I may do that just so I fit in with the rest of the individuals at the restaurant. So I said, how's the soup? And the waiter said, the soup will make your palate dance. And I thought, damn. I don't even know if I've ever, my palate's even danced before. That's amazing. I would love to have my palate dancing for the remainder of the evening. So I ordered the soup. Couldn't even tell you what it was. And because he told me it would make my palate dance. Now, I couldn't tell you what the hell my palate is, but I know it danced. All right. And it danced all night. That's somebody who loves their job. Okay. Because every other waiter or waitress, 99% of them would have said, oh, it's we got French onion, we got vegetable, we got chicken noodle, blah, 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 and, you know, that's all we got. No, this individual said a major palate dance. So I want to find people who really love their job. The next question I asked on my Facebook page is, why do you love your job so much? For example, is it the people? Is it the sense of satisfaction that you get, the sense of fulfillment you get from doing your job every day? Now, keep in mind, I realize the podcast is every day is Saturday, so most of us are entrepreneurs, or at least we want to be. But this is fascinating because I didn't realize that I would get the kind of feedback I got, which really is very insightful. I'm going to share it with you, all right? And I said I want to feature the best responses on my next podcast, which is where we are today. If more people loved their work, this was my last sentence of my Facebook post, if more people loved their work, the world would run much more smoothly. True or true? I mean, 80% of the people in the U.S. hate their job. They hate their job, okay? And the output shows. So we're really running on 20% of capacity here in the U.S. because that's how many people love their job. You obviously have the secret sauce. I finished my paragraph. When it comes to loving what you do, we want to hear from you. So I don't have time to read all the responses, but It was pretty insightful. We had Leah, who works with special needs kids. She's a teacher. She loves it. She loves her students. She loves her aides. She doesn't mind going to work. I do miss family when I'm there. However, I'm very happy, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Love it. Margaret, I love my new job. My field is exciting, and I'm using everything I've ever learned. Plus, I get to be creative. The atmosphere is fantastic, and my boss is the best, a real leader. And she's going on to get her PhD as well. Katie works with horses. God, I know Katie. She's loved horses since she was 5 years old, man. And where else can she say? Like she said, she got to work with the Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah, you know, hang out with her. So anyway, we go on and on and on, and the common thread woven throughout a lot of the responses of people who really love their job is they invested, most of the individuals, because I know most of them here, Brooke Hobson taught our girls in school as well, Amy, and I know a lot of these individuals that replied, they invested in higher education, meaning they didn't just stop with a college degree. They went on to study with their master's, probably their PhD, they took courses, they invested. And what does that tell you? They love what they do, man. And so many people who don't love their job, why do you think they don't love their job? Because they took the job to do what? To pay the bills. They took the job because they needed the health insurance. They took the job because they're going to go broke and they needed some way just to keep the lights on, which is not a bad short-term plan. It's a horrible long-term plan. If you take a job to pay your bills, to keep the lights on, to get health insurance, you're going to try to do that for 40 flipping years? What, are you kidding me? You're done. Most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. Why is that? The people who love their job, the ones that replied to this post on Facebook, was they invested more than just in the job itself. They invested in higher education to learn more, to appreciate their field more, and to do what? Ultimately to do what? To have a better output of what it is that they do. For example, what do you do? What's your field? I don't care if you're an entrepreneur or you're a... Because people who go to a job every day, the ones who love what they do, they feel as though they are the owner of that business, you know? And a lot of people are like, Sam, you're anti-job, you're anti-corp. No, I'm pro-entrepreneur. I'm pro-dream, okay? You shouldn't spend 1 second doing something that you don't want to do. What a miserable existence that would be, you know? So if you love your job, we want more of you out there, but I'm always fascinated by people who love their job. Why do they love it? Why would they go to a job every day? Well, it's obvious. Because they really have invested their whole life into it, and they love it, and they love the output, and they love the value that they bring. So let me ask a question. How do you translate that to your business? How do you really love your business? Well, you invest in your business. If there's a live event going on somewhere around the world, get your butt out of bed and get there. If it's going on in your local community, get online, get on a webinar, listen to a podcast, learn. Inside the word learn is the word earn. I mean, if you can't at least invest in your business, how the hell do you think you're ever going to make any money? And you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be excited. If you're just opening up a business because you want to get the quick buck, you can make a lot of money doing stuff you hate. But does that give you any sense of fulfillment? Success without fulfillment is failure. Might want to write that one down. Success without fulfillment is failure. Because what do you got at the end of the day? What do you got? You got nothing. You got nothing. Investing, for example, in podcasting. This microphone, if you guys are watching on Periscope, this is a Heil PR40 mic. All right, you can get on Amazon for about $350, okay? Attached to this mic is a mixer. You can get a mixer on Amazon for $500. I've got other mics in here when I interview people and bring them into the office here, and all told, I maybe got a couple grand in equipment. I didn't start with a couple grand of equipment. I started with a Logitech headset for $25. You know what? I didn't even start with that. I started by literally yelling into the built-in computer in my Sony laptop 10 years ago because I didn't even have them. I didn't even know about podcasting. But as I got more excited about doing it, I invested in it. Now, you can't shut me up. Now I don't shut up. I grab the mic. I've got no script. Those of you that are watching on Periscope now, you see what I'm talking about. So you're like, how do you do a podcast? What do you write down? How do you write down? I don't. Just let it rip, baby. It's Life Unscripted. It's the Everyday Saturday Show. That's just my life. That doesn't need to be your life. You feel free to put an outline together or a business plan or something like that. But if you got to script out everything in your life, what fun is that either? That's not fun. You might as well go get a job. Your boss will be more than happy to script out what you should be doing the rest of your life. So circling back around to this post on Facebook and the feedback, thank you to everybody who posted if you loved your job, why you loved your job. And it was obvious. It was obvious that the people who took the time to invest money, to invest time in their job, and the output was absolutely amazing. So I would challenge you, whether you're an employee or whether you're an entrepreneur, continue on in higher education. Learn more. For me, I'm always learning about this, how to be a speaker. You see these lights over here? I've got my Everyday Saturday speaker training. We're getting ready now to film more videos for the membership site. I'm teaching and training speakers. Okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm investing so I can teach them, and I love it. And the output's amazing. We just launched the site Tuesday. Lifetime access, early bird. Are you in it? Did you guys, certainly you're inside my Everyday Saturday speaker training, everydaysaturday.com/speaker, everydaysaturday.com/speaker, closes tomorrow, the early bird at 197, closes up tomorrow, lifetime access, all the videos, all the content I'm creating, PDFs, interviews with thought leaders, a who's who of speakers around the globe, teaching you how to become a professional speaker, how to earn income, how to sell from the platform, all of that. Lifetime access. If you're not in there and you even think that you're going to speak anywhere the rest of your life, don't walk, run to everydaysaturday.com/speaker. Guys, it's been an amazing week. We're coming up on the weekend, but every day is Saturday, today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. Make sure you are investing in yourself because the output's going to be amazing and the money will always follow. It always does 100% of the time. The more value that you add, the more money you make. It's awesome. That's the way it works, baby. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.